Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Thank you for stopping by. Make yourself at home. We're going to be here for the next 30 minutes. Got a lot to talk about today. I hope you're doing well. I want to pray with you, but before I do that, just want to share that last night, I had one of those nights where I woke up at 4 a.m. You ever have one of those nights where you just wake up for whatever reason? I was having a dream. The dream was, it was a silly dream, really doesn't matter. It's one of those nonsensical dreams, doesn't really have any meaning. But what happened was I woke up, I was still thinking about what took place in the dream, and it's crazy, now that you're curious, I guess I have to tell you, right? I dreamt that there was like a fox stuck in my, on one of the shelves of my bedroom, and I had to get a trash can and let the fox go into the, you probably thought it was going to be some kind of deep dream, right? So let the fox get into the trash can and manage to release it outside. So, okay, so that's a dream, not an important dream at all, but I think I saw a picture of a fox yesterday on the internet, and that's really where this came from. But at any rate, I woke up and I was really thinking about the dream just for a few minutes, thinking, wow, that was really strange. But here's what happened. When I woke up, I was focused on the dream. For a minute, I forgot what was going on with the coronavirus. Isn't that incredible? I forgot about it. I wasn't thinking about it. And then all of a sudden it hit me. And I just felt this, I want to use the word terror, this feeling of terror. I don't know exactly what in particular hit me about it, but it was just like a feeling like in the pit of my stomach, this horrible feeling of terror and fear came over me. And I just remember feeling almost hopeless. I guess I did feel hopeless and just this overwhelming sense of fear. And again, I can't trace it to one particular event. I don't know if I was afraid that I was going to die or that somebody I knew would die, but it just thinking about it, it just stopped me. And you know, I try to be really honest with you because I want to let you know that it is okay to be afraid. For these feelings of fear, they come on us from time to time. You can't necessarily control them, but you can control how you respond to them, right? So I immediately started to pray in Our Father. I literally had to force myself to do it. I didn't feel it. I didn't feel especially close to my Father in heaven at that point, but I started going through the words, and eventually the sense of terror left, but I just was not feeling good. I think I got back to sleep for a little bit before I woke up and began my prayers that I pray in the morning, my time with the Lord. But I still wasn't feeling it. As I went through the prayers and spoke to Jesus about what I was going through, thanked the Father for giving me this new day, asked him for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit, I began to feel a little more positive and did some spiritual reading, and I started to feel a little bit better. Then I filmed something for YouTube. By the way, if you haven't done so, please Google me, Gary Zimak, on YouTube and subscribe to my channel. I'm going to be putting more and more of these videos up there. So just about about 15-minute video talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I think I talked about it a few days on this program with you, and how we can look fear and this coronavirus right in the eye and make the decision, saying, I'm not going to give in to you, fear. I am choosing to trust the Lord no matter how I feel. And I pretty much did that. And I talked about it in the video. And as I was talking and reading God's word on the video, I really started to feel better. So that combination of prayer, scripture, watching some positive religious programming on TV, praying the mass with my family, you know, all of these things, before you know it, I was feeling peaceful. And I prayed with my wife this morning and asked the Lord to fill me with his peace, to fill our family with his peace, because my wife wasn't having a good day either. So this is one of those things that can happen sometime. And I think it's important to recognize that it's okay to feel the fear right now. But let's use this as an opportunity to direct ourselves closer to the Lord. We're going to read the responsorial psalm from today's daily mass. And that's what it's all about. It's all about in our distress, we call to the Lord. And, you know, this goes beyond what we're going through right now with the bad news. Oh, and the other thing I did was I consciously made the decision not to watch the news today. So as I, to the point where I'm doing this show, I have not really, I have not looked at the news. I was on Facebook posting my Give Up Worry for Lent reflection and some other things, but I have avoided the news. I'm not saying you have to avoid the news all the time, but especially if you're in a big funk and you're really starting to get overwhelmed with the fear, it's a good idea to turn off the news, because you're not hearing anything positive right now. Maybe one or two things, but not really. We need to hear positive things, because people are surviving and good is coming out of this. People are doing good for one another. You know, people are growing closer to the Lord. They're taking their faith seriously. Good things are happening, but unfortunately, a lot of what you hear, and it's not just one channel. You can't just point to Fox News or CNN or MSNBC and they're all bad. No, they're, every network has some element of bias and hysteria built in, because I think sensationalism, I guess that's the word I'm looking for. You know, so you're not going to get, no matter who you're watching, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. That's why you got to read your Bible. You got to spend some time in prayer. Excuse me. You got to spend some time connecting with the sacraments, even if you can only watch Mass. I hate to use the term watch Mass, because you participate in Mass through the television, through the internet. You listen to various sermons and homilies on the internet and watch them. You need to do that in order to maintain your sense of peace. You have to connect with the Lord, because His Word doesn't change. And I think that's what we all need to remember, as opposed to just giving into that fear. So together, let's not give into that fear, all right? And we'll keep walking through this crazy period in time as we head into Holy Week. And if you haven't done so, please remember that I do a weekly podcast, The Gary Zimak Show. That is available beginning today, where I reflect on the Sunday Mass reading. So we'll talk about Palm Sunday on the podcast. If you go to followingthetruth.com, you could find out information about that podcast, as well as, obviously, you're listening to this one, so you don't need to know about it. But if you go to the website, followingthetruth.com, my website, you can find out about all of my podcasts. Plus, I'm going to do more of the videos. You know, I really believe that the Lord is calling me to walk with you right now. We need to walk together. You know, you're helping me, I'm helping you. We're all trying to keep our eyes on Jesus. We need more of the truth out there. Amen? The truth is, Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. He's the King. He's still in charge. He is completely in control. He doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, with that in mind, let's turn to our Lord Jesus Christ right now. Let's turn to Him in prayer. And remember that we are in the presence right now. Wherever you are, we are in the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we turn now to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, it's unbelievable that we can turn to You in prayer. We need to do more of it, Lord. You're sitting, but You're standing by. You're sitting, whatever. I don't even know what You're doing, but You are waiting for us at all times. You are wanting to help us. And I'm guilty, Jesus, so many times of forgetting to ask for Your help. I try to regain my peace when I become stressed out on my own, but that doesn't happen. I forget to ask for Your help sometimes, Lord. I'm sorry for that. Please, Jesus, continue to help me and everyone who's praying with me. Help us during this Lenten season to be able to recognize the areas in our lives that need to be changed, that metanoia, that internal change that needs to take place in our lives, especially, Lord, as we head into Holy Week and we focus on Your passion. This is the week that really illustrates to us just how much You love us. We pray for the grace to be able to appreciate, to better appreciate how much You do love us and what You have done for us and how little You ask of us. Even though You ask us to follow You, even though you ask that we give up our lives and follow You, that's still very little when compared with what You did for us. Please enlighten us, Jesus, as we continue to walk with You through these challenging times. Allow us, Lord, to keep our focus on You. Please, Jesus, protect us, our families, our friends, all of our clergy, all who are involved in ministry in any way. We pray for our country, our president, all of our leaders, those on the task force making decisions about the pandemic. We pray for everyone around the world who is affected in any way by this coronavirus, people who are suffering from its physical effects, people who are suffering emotionally, spiritually, financially. We pray for healing, Lord Jesus, for all of them. And Lord, I ask you to send me a special extra outpouring of your Spirit right now so that I can deliver your message. I want to deliver your message today, Lord, not my own message. And Jesus, I thank you for hearing and answering my prayers, because I know as soon as I speak these words, you hear them and you answer them. In your way, in your time, I understand that, Lord, and I surrender my will to your will. I surrender my life to you, and that means, Lord, that whatever you decide is okay with me. I make that conscious decision, that statement, regardless of how I feel. I decide to follow you and to surrender to you at this moment. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I thank you again for praying with me. It's such a blessing to be able to be here with you each day on Following the Truth. This is the completion of the second week of the program. I'm so delighted and blessed to be able to spend this time with you. It really helps me to be able to share God's word with you as we walk together through the challenges of life. And as we begin today, I want to look at our Give Up Worry for Lent Bible verse today, which is Friday, the fifth week of Lent. It's a familiar one. It comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 22. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat, nor about your body, what you shall put on." You know, when we consider what we are up against right now with the challenges of the coronavirus, and every day it's something new. You know, it seems like the death toll increases, a lot of bad news out there. And you don't need me to tell you that. I'm not going to dwell on it, but we have to recognize it. We have to recognize it. And many of our worries are related to our earthly life. Is this thing going to kill me? Is it going to kill a family member? How's it going to impact me? Am I going to be able to get food? You know, so many of the worries associated with this have to do with material things or with this life. And that's not to say those things aren't important. They are important, and the Lord understands that. But what Jesus says today, I think it holds true especially given the current situation. "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious." Some translations say, "Do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, nor about what your body, what you shall put on." Jesus is not saying don't be concerned. He's saying do not worry. In other words, trust my Father to provide for your needs. And here I'm going to let me use that as a point of departure. As we talk about this coronavirus, the virus can harm you physically. It can even take your earthly life, but it can't take your eternal life. And I think during Lent, and we're gonna transition next week into Holy Week, because I don't want to lose sight of Lent. I don't think that would be fair to you. You know, we are distracted right now. We are blindsided. But I think we can tie what's going on in our world right now into Lent nicely, because Lent is a time of change. It's a time of conversion. It's a time to recognize that we have these disordered affections. We like the things of the world a little bit too much. We like this life on earth a little bit too much, so much so that we want to cling to it, and we fail to appreciate the fact that this time on earth, it is really limited. You know, every one of us, we're going to die. And we have a limited number of years to be spent here. Our life consists of, from the time we were conceived, which was before we actually set foot on the earth, right? We were conceived in our mother's womb, to the time, the end of eternity. In other words, it's eternal. Our life will last forever. So most of that time will be, and it's hard to even picture forever because it's like forever. There's no end, right? Most of the time in our life will be spent with the Lord in heaven, God willing. All we need to do is follow him, obey his commands, and that's it. And we'll make it to heaven. I mean, that's a really good thing. So what Jesus is saying here is don't spend all of your time thinking about your life on earth, because it's not going to last that long. You know, it's important. We have already begun our relationship with our Lord on this earth. We can get a foretaste of what awaits us in heaven. We get glimpses of it, but life is hard down here. And unfortunately, we are so distracted that we have to seek the Lord in order to experience peace as we're getting bombarded with a slew of problems in this life. But I think if we recognize the fact that this coronavirus can impact our life on earth, but it has no power over our eternal life. If we recognize that, then it takes some of the fear away, doesn't it? Like, okay, so you can kill me, coronavirus. All right. I have no control over that. I have limited control, right? I have limited control. There are some things I could do, but ultimately, if it's going to get me, it's going to get me. And I think we need to get to that point where we are careful, where we're cautious and make the right decisions. Don't do stupid things, but at the same time, recognize that we serve a God who is all-powerful. And he has promised us through Jesus that we would have life in heaven, that he has prepared a place for us. So I got a room in my Father's mansion in heaven, and I think that's pretty good. If I focus more on that than the potential problems and inconveniences and loss of comfort in this life, then I'm going to have peace. That's the secret. That's the secret for us all. We have a God who loves us and who is all-powerful. We need to control our thoughts and shift them. I talk about that pivot sometimes, don't I? Where you have to pivot, turn, and go away from your problems, turn off the news, and move toward the Lord and his power. Scripture, spiritual reading, the sacraments, when we have access to them again. We're deprived now, but that doesn't mean the Lord can't give us his grace. We are bound by the sacraments, but God is not bound by the sacraments. So in other words, you can't receive Holy Communion right now, but that does not mean the Lord still can't get that grace to you. He can. So prayer, scripture, spiritual reading, participating in any way you can in the sacraments, even if you're watching on TV or over the internet, however it may be, doing these things will give you the grace that you need, connect you with the Lord, and give you the peace that you're looking for. With that in mind, I want to look at the responsorial psalm from today's daily mass. It's Psalm 18. The response is, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice." I want you to hang on to that today. "In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice." So when you pray, you call upon the Lord in your distress, and many of us are in that distress, that period of distress right now, and he will hear your voice. That's what Scripture says. Do you believe it? I know you might not feel it, but do you believe it? Because that's what the inspired Word of God says. So we need to believe that, even if it's up in our heads and not in our hearts. It's an intellectual belief. That's a good start. Oh, by the way, beverage du jour today. I got a nice glass of cold water. How do you like that? I forget the beverage. I'm so excited talking about Scripture. "But in my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice." Now listen to this. And this is Psalm 18. You might want to spend a little time today, open up your Bible, and just chill and think about this. These words are great. And use this as your prayer. You know, when you use the Psalms to pray, you are allowing the Holy Spirit to shape your prayers. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing to do. "I love you, O Lord, my strength. O Lord, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer." O Lord, you are my strength. "You, Lord, are my strength. My strength, Lord God, is in you. My God, my rock of refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Praised be the Lord, I exclaim, and I am safe from my enemies. Did you catch that? I am safe from my enemies. Not just the coronavirus, but whatever is going on in your life. You know, there could be other problems that you're facing right now. Concerns about your kids, your spouse, your friends, your relatives, your parents. Financial worries, spiritual problems. Maybe you're trying to overcome a sin that you just can't seem to get a hold of. I am safe from my enemies because the Lord, my rock, my refuge, he hears me when I call to him. The breakers of death, I love this, the breakers of death surged around me. The destroying floods overwhelmed me. The cords of the netherworld enmeshed me. The snares of death overtook me. This is what I was feeling last night when I woke up. And I just felt that terror, that overwhelming feeling of doom. It was there. It was real. You know, I can't deny it because I felt it. And if you're feeling something like that, or if you're feeling just flat or empty, it's okay. And when we read the Psalms, we see so many of the similar emotions expressed. The destroying floods overwhelmed me. Are you feeling overwhelmed today? The cords of the netherworld enmeshed me. The snares of death overtook me. It's all bad stuff, you know? And this is exactly what Jesus was feeling when he was on the cross. It didn't feel good for him. You know, don't think that, I mean, I know this sounds silly, but don't think that he enjoyed it. He enjoyed the sensation. He was in agony. He was suffering. But he experienced an internal joy. I know that's crazy, but that's what happens. That's what happens when you do the will of the Father. You could be suffering and still experience internal joy. And this psalm ends, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. See, that's what you need to do. So many things in life are beyond our control. We have no control over them, but we always have that ability to cry out to the Lord in the midst of our distress. And you know what? It doesn't instantly make you feel better. Sometimes it does, but not always. So you got to push past the pain. Got to push past the frustration, the agony, that feeling of doom. Just do it. Just force yourself to do it. And this is where the Holy Spirit can help. You can even ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I just don't want to do this. Just help me to get through this. And just say it and tell the Lord, look, I'm not feeling it, but I'm making this choice to turn to you and cry out to you. And here's how the psalm ends. From his temple, he heard my voice. And my cry to him reached his ears. You know, the interesting thing about this psalm is we are never really told that the Lord fixed everything. We're just told in this psalm that I just read that he heard our voice. He hears us, but he doesn't always fix it. Why? Because sometimes we need to go through these storms in order to grow close to him and for our faith to grow. That is something I struggle with. Because I get to a point where I say, that's it. I've learned enough. I don't want to deal with it anymore. I don't need any more lessons, you know. But I don't know best. See, I don't know best. God knows what's best for me. And in his love, he allows me to be led into these storms. Any storm that comes upon us is something that is signed off by God. He doesn't always cause them, but he allows them to happen, because otherwise, if we start thinking that he's not in charge and these storms are just going to come into our lives and he's just off doing something else and he doesn't see them, then we fail to, first of all, we get a false impression of God and how much he's involved in our lives and just how powerful he is. Because if these storms are happening and he has no idea about them, it's almost as if he can't control them. And he can control them. He allows them to happen for a greater good. We may never figure out exactly what the greater good is. I always like to say, if you can come up with a couple of potential reasons, some good that may have come out of a storm that you have gone through, God's probably got a million more. But if you come up with a couple, then you're doing pretty good. And we can always seem to come up with a few reasons how this may have helped us. So there you go. That's something to think about today. And I'd recommend you take another closer look at that psalm. That was Psalm 18. That's the responsorial psalm from today's Daily Mass. Call out to the Lord. I guarantee He will hear you. Okay, so I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I want you to hang in there. I may or may not put up another YouTube video over the weekend, but if you get a chance, subscribe to me, Gary Zimak, on YouTube, and then you'll get a notification anytime I put up a new video. I don't intend to go anywhere. I tend to hang out with you as long as I can. The Lord has me here for a reason. I believe this is what I'm supposed to do. And judging from so many emails and responses that I get, many people are appreciating whatever it is that I'm doing. So I'm going to keep doing it. Anyway, I'm praying for you. I would ask if you would, in your kindness, please keep me and my family in your prayers. Sometimes I feel like I hit the wall too, and your prayers get me over the wall, get me over the hump. If you like my work and you'd consider making a donation, it's been a couple of dry days, so if you're able to help me out going forward, I would really appreciate that. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Click on donate. You will be then taken to PayPal, where you can securely send a donation. If you could become a monthly sponsor of the show, that would help me tremendously. If you're unable to do that, and again, you can do that for $10 a month. It's not a, doesn't have to be a huge amount. If you can do more, I could certainly use it. But monthly sponsors are very much needed. I'd like to pick up a few more going forward with this. And then if you can't do that, you just want to make a one-time donation, I would appreciate that. Followingthetruth.com, just click on donate. That's the place to go. You can also contact me through the website or email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. Don't forget, Sunday is Palm Sunday. We launch into Holy Week. God willing, I plan to be back here with you next week. We'll really look at the Lord's Passion and how we can make the most out of this very unusual, very different Holy Week. All right, that's all the time I have. Thank you so much for listening to Following the Truth. Have yourself a wonderful night. Remember, call out to the Lord. He will hear you, I promise. See you next time.